Morning, Lori Nesser, and I will be your liturgist today. This morning's scripture is from Luke 5, verses 1 through 11. One day Jesus was standing beside Lake Genesaret when the crowd pressed in around him to hear God's word. Jesus saw two boats sitting by the lake. The fishermen had gone ashore and were washing their nets. Jesus boarded one of the boats, the one that belonged to Simon, and then asked him to row out a little distance from the shore. Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he finished speaking to the crowds, he said to Simon, "Row out farther into the deep water and drop your nets for a catch." Simon replied, "Master, we've worked so hard all night and caught nothing, but because you say so, I'll drop the nets." So they dropped the nets, and their catch was so huge that their nets were splitting. They signaled for their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They filled both boats so full that they were about to sink. When Simon Peter saw this catch, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Leave me, Lord, for I'm a sinner." Peter and those with him were overcome with amazement because of the number of fish that they were caught. James and John, Zebedee's sons, were Simon's partners, and they were amazed too. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishing for people." As soon as they brought the boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus.
Please join me in prayer. God, our great Creator, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be found pleasing in your sight. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As we continue in our Beach Reads series, we gather this morning on the shore of the Lake of Genesaret, and we watch the water ripple at the shoreline, at that meeting place of sand and rock and water. And we also stand on the shoreline of a change in person, in purpose, in identity. At the start of this story, Simon, James, and John are fishermen. And by the end of the story, as we learn in the English Revised Version, Jesus tells them, "From now on, your work will be to bring in people, not fish." In these liminal places where our identity is shifting right before our eyes are not entirely unfamiliar. Think of all of those events in your life: graduating high school, turning 18, becoming an adult, maybe giving birth to a child or taking vows in marriage or getting divorced or moving to a new city. All of these are identity shifting liminal spaces in our lives. And much like the disciples who in this short story move from being fishermen to disciples, those identity shift moments are often marked in time. Before the wedding, we are fiancé, and after, we are husband or wife or spouse. And the moving of the tassel on graduation day marks that official moment that we are graduated. But the truth is, we don't arrive in these places without preparation. And we will continue to grow into our identities long after the wedding reception is over and the band has gone home. Jesus prepares the disciples to receive his call in that miracle of the big catch. He meets them in this everyday necessity of their lives. After a night of failure, a catch that fills their nets and provides not just for them, but will feed the crowds on shore. Throughout the Gospels, miracles play out similarly to this. Jesus comes into the everyday lives and everyday spaces of people's lives with an inbreaking of God's power that reveals both who Jesus is and invites us to know ourselves better. The disciples, in their enthusiastic leaving behind of all they have known, embark on this life with Jesus. And perhaps that brings to mind young people as they graduate from high school, many leaving behind all they have known for the last 12 years of school, of safety, living with their family, to cast out into the world and discover themselves, both wholly ready and wholly, totally unprepared. The disciples don't really have a clue what awaits them. Simon, who we know will become Peter, this rock upon whom Jesus builds the church, is not yet fully Peter in this story. He is only Simon Peter, still becoming. And his identity as a disciple is not yet formed. We know that that will happen as he journeys with Jesus, learning what it is to pursue the way of God here on earth. And who among us is ever really ready to go where Jesus leads? We have to trust that Jesus will be forming us along the way. And the founder of the Methodist movement, John Wesley, calls this process sanctification, or that of being made holy. And we know that it is the grace of God known to us in Jesus that does this work within us. And it is a lifelong journey that will continue to call us into the fullness of the image of God within us. It is in these liminal places where Jesus calls out to us, knowing what we are, who we are, and whose we are, and still calling us into what we will become. The ongoing formation of being a disciple of Christ prepares us to meet our neighbors with grace. And this is a story that invites us to see. Our yes to following Christ isn't a yes simply because we are qualified. As the disciples stand at the seashore, their nets full of fish, what do they have to offer besides their faithfulness? Our yes to following Christ is a yes to entering into and stepping into that liminal space of formation, of allowing Jesus to lead us, to sanctify us, and to make us holy so that we, like Peter, can become the body of Christ in the world. Amen.